Hey, and welcome to Sunday Replay for the service at Harmony Toluca Lake on July 7th, 2024. I'm your host, Donna Miller, and this week we started a new sermon series called Living a Meaningful Life. Here's Pastor Mark with the first installment called Be Impeccable with Your Word.
Amen. Well, hello, everyone. Yes, indeed. This is a great time of worship we're experiencing here at Harmony Toluca Lake. Amen. Yes, indeed. And it's such a great summer morning that we're here together giving praise to God and those attending here in person. We're saying hello to those online, as well as a shout out to all our folks that are listening to the Sunday Replay podcast. You know, it is something special because the Sunday Replay podcast is now being listened to a lot of folks around the country, but even around the world, and that is a blessing. Yes. And in fact, I'm going to go off book right at the moment, and I'm going to ask Anna Kelly to come up here and join me for just a second. Come up here real quick, because I get to give her a hug because I have to leave after communion. Hey. Now, why am I giving Anna Kelly a hug? Because she lives in Florida. And this is a perfect example of someone that stays connected with Harmony through watching online as well as listening to the Sunday Replay podcast. Yes. It's so good to see
Same
you.
Here.
Yes.
Good to be here.
Yes, yes. All right, and so I'm so excited, and we got anticipation and excitement as well, as because today we begin a new sermon series entitled Living a Meaningful Life. Now, over the next 5 Sundays, what we're going to do is we're going to explore the profound depth of living a life of purpose. And so if you think about it, the Bible is a great gift because it offers us a foundational understanding of what it means to live a meaningful life. And because we've got its stories, we have the teachings, we have divine guidance in the Bible, and we are invited through the Bible to cultivate a life that is rooted in compassion and love and grace and mercy, justice, faith. Well, we're not only going to delve into Scripture during the sermon series that calls us to a higher purpose, but we're also going to, and it aligns us with God's will, but we're also going to incorporate the spiritual wisdom from 2 books that have been written by Mexican author and influential spiritual leader Don Miguel Ruiz, called The 4 Agreements and The 5th Agreement. And these 2 books, they came into fruition because of Don Miguel's background and his personal experiences. So Don Miguel was born into a family of healers in rural Mexico, and he was initially trained as a neurosurgeon. But then what happened is he experienced a near fatal car accident, and this shifted his life in such a way that it led him to reconnect with his family's spiritual heritage and the ancient teachings of a people known as the Toltec. Now, you may sit there and go, the Toltec? Who are the Toltec? Well, the Toltec, if we go back thousands of years ago, these were indigenous people that were known throughout southern Mexico as men and women of knowledge. These were masters of things like medicine and science and architecture and engineering and artistry. And they were forming a society to explore and conserve the spiritual knowledge as well as the practices of the ancient ones. The Toltec wisdom and how to live a more fulfilling and authentic life, this is what drew Don Miguel Ruiz in. And so what he did with his own modern understanding of psychology and spirituality, he decided that he wanted to mix this together and integrate it with this Toltec philosophy, which then led him to write about 5 agreements. Now, why agreements? Well, Don Miguel believes that our reality is shaped by the agreements we make. Which reminds me of a joke. There's 2 roommates. You got the 1 roommate and the other roommate. And this 1 roommate, he says, you know what? We need to come to an agreement about cleaning the apartment. And the other roommate says, okay, you clean and I'll agree it looks nice. Right? So, but joking aside, well, I got to say that that reality, so I'm talking about reality, that reality was shaped. This reality was shaped by one spotless apartment, and then the other one's a very satisfied roommate. Now, I want us to look at what happens into our lives with reality. So from a young age, what we do is we accept various beliefs and rules that are imposed upon us by society, by our family, and by culture. And often this is unconsciously done. I'll give you an example. I want you to consider the impact when children are encouraged or they're given gender-specific toys. And so girls get dolls, boys get trucks, and then they're encouraged to participate in gender-specific and typical activities. Now, this is still a widespread practice, and what it does is it reinforces gender roles. As children, what happens when you do what grown-ups want you to do? Well, what happens is those children might hear, "Oh, you're such a good boy. Great, that's a good girl." And so that reinforces that. But what happens when you don't do what the grown-ups want you to do? Then suddenly you may be hearing, "Oh, Juan, you were a bad boy." Or, "Sandy, you were a bad girl." And what does that do? Well, then suddenly you're in fear of punishment. You're in fear of shame. And so suddenly you're putting more emphasis on people-pleasing. There are loads of rules, there are loads of values that our family and society impose upon us. We are told what to believe and what not to believe, thereby making us believe that we need to act and be a certain way to be accepted. We create a framework that limits our potential. And what this does is then we buy into this as being our reality. On the flip side, by consciously choosing new and empowering agreements, one we've made for ourselves and ones we've made with others, we can break free from limiting beliefs. And this is when we can transform our lives. This is what Don Miguel, this is what led him to write about these two books about five agreements that offer a framework for personal freedom and spiritual growth. All right, so let's consider the first agreement that Don Miguel introduces, which is be impeccable with your word. Now, what I love about this Toltec wisdom, it aligns harmoniously with the teachings that we receive from the Apostle Paul in today's centering scripture passage from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25 through chapter 5, verse 2. And it connects as well as to, and I was thinking about this profound opening in the Gospel of John. And what does that profound opening say? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now here, friends, is where the word is revealed to us. And it's not merely a sound. It's not merely a written symbol. No, it is the very essence of the Holy One, the instrument through which the universe was created. And the word existed in the very beginning to be the means through which God would be revealed fully to humankind. It embodies truth. It embodies life, it embodies light. And likewise, what Don Miguel urges us is to be impeccable with your word. And what he's doing is emphasizing the divine power that our words hold. We reveal ourselves through the word. To be impeccable with our word means that we speak with integrity, that we say only what we mean, and that we use words in the direction of truth and love. Again, this connects seamlessly with this scriptural call to live in truth and in love as accentuated in Ephesians 4:25 to 5:2. What comes to mind when I say the word impeccable?
Perfect.
What else? Spotless, oh yeah, spotless.
Without
without flaw. What else comes to mind about impeccable?
Perfect.
Yeah, well, it's perfect.
Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. Do you think of style as impeccable? Can you have impeccable style?
Could.
Can you have impeccable taste?
Yes.
Right, impeccable taste. And so, you know, I think of James Bond. James Bond dressed impeccably, right? Very stylish. Food and wine, impeccable. Virtuous character, impeccable timing. Yeah, spot on. So your responses, and us thinking about that, it reminds me of the literal friend. The literal friend. So one friend is with another friend, and this one friend is pretty exasperated, and he turns to his other friends and he says, "You know what? You said you'd be here at 7 o'clock sharp." And the other friend says, "I was. My watch was just set to a different time zone." Why, friends, is it so important to be impeccable with our word? Now, I was reflecting on this, and I leaned into word. Now, you heard me earlier talking about from the Gospel of John, which brought me there to about God's word. And God's word brought forth creation, yes? And so, just as God's word brought forth creation, our words have the power, I'm emphasizing power, to create reality in our lives and in the lives of others. They can heal or harm. They can bless or curse. They can build up or tear down. And as Don Miguel shares in his book, the word is your power of creation, and that power can be used in more than one direction. One direction is impeccability, where the word creates a beautiful story, your personal heaven on earth. And the other direction is misuse of the word, where the word destroys everything around you and creates your personal hell. And that's what the Apostle Paul is trying to get us to understand and live into, which comes from the letter that he wrote to the Christian community in Ephesus, with statements that include, in Christ's body, we're connected all together. When you lie to others, you end up lying to yourself. Watch the way you talk. Say only what helps. Each word is a gift. Don't grieve God. Don't break his heart. His Holy Spirit moving and breathing in you is the most intimate part of your life, making you fit for himself. Don't take such a gift for granted. Being impeccable with your word, it sounds like a no-brainer. Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, sure. And at first glance, you may be sitting there thinking, well, Pastor Mark, this is not an issue for me. Next. Well, not so fast, Jack and Jill. All right? Because let's see. For example, and maybe you've done this, or maybe it's actually happened to you. You've told the person who invited you to attend a party, and you said, yeah, I'm going to show up. But you don't. Now, does the person, having extended the invitation, just go, oh, well, you know, that's the way just so-and-so is. It's so L.A. And just wave it off? I'm going to ask you, would you say that? Having been the one doing the inviting?
Yes.
Now, you might, but there could be repercussions because of that. It could strain a relationship by you not just showing up. You didn't show up. You didn't say why. You just didn't show up. Repercussions, strained relationships. There could be a loss of trust because maybe they're perceiving you as flaky, right? You could be excluded from any future gatherings because it's like, well, he didn't show up. He doesn't really care. On the flip side, we might be sitting there thinking you could have missed an opportunity for having a good time, for relationship building, for networking. It is LA. As well as, well, there's always the awkward or uncomfortable apology. These things could be the repercussions of that. What about when one gossips? Now, is gossiping being impeccable with our word? Is that where the higher good of all is actually being served for wholeness? Do we actually know the full truth of the story that we're telling before we have told it. What we might want to be doing is asking ourselves, what is motivating me to tell this? Now, you might be the person who doesn't gossip. You might be the person who sticks to your promises and keeps to your word. You might be the one that's positive and honest and truthful and loving with others. Amen. However, have you ever promised yourself that you were going to do something and then you didn't follow through with what you said you were going to do? Like, I'm going to go to bed earlier, but you didn't. Or, I'm going to eat healthier, but you don't. Or, I'm going to exercise more, but you don't. Adding to that, I'm wondering how we speak to ourselves. Do you create stories with self-judgment and self-rejection? Things like, I'm just too old. Or, I am ugly. Or, I'm fat. Or, as a kid, I'm a beanpole. Or I'm not good enough, or I'm not strong enough, or I'm not lovable, or, you know what, I'm just never going to make it in life. Our words, friends, can be sharp as double-edged swords. And as James 3:5 points out, even though the tongue is a small part of our body, it boasts widely. I want you to consider this, that a small flame can set a whole forest on fire. There are times that we might want to call ourselves out. Because if we talk to others the way we talk to ourselves, we'd be having a daily come to Jesus meeting. Just imagine how different it might be to live a more meaningful life if we applied being impeccable with our word to how we speak to ourselves. How would that transform your life? The word is about the message you deliver. Not just to everyone and everything, but the message you deliver to yourself. To become more aware of our words, to act with more purpose in choosing how to communicate, this isn't exactly the easiest thing to do, especially when we've been in a practice of lifetime of programming to change. With this, though, just because change is not easy, and it doesn't mean that it can't be done. No. As Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, the French literary and aviation pioneer, he wrote in his beloved children's book, The Little Prince, and this is what he said, a rock pile ceases to be a rock pile the moment a single man contemplates it, bearing within him the image of a cathedral. When we explore the meaning behind this agreement, we begin to pay attention. And what we do is we pay attention to the smaller moments of the day. What used to be a passing comment, what used to be a thought that went unnoticed, what it does is it comes then and rises to the forefront, and we become even more aware. And that's good. That's what we want to happen. And to really master being impeccable requires to heighten our awareness, not just to the words that we're saying, but also to how we're expressing ourselves emotionally, our attitudes, our beliefs, our actions. So I want to share some practices to implement impeccability to our word. These are ones that I was thinking of. Speak truthfully. Let's make a conscious effort to speak the truth with love, to avoid gossip, to avoid deceit, to avoid exaggeration, because as Matthew 5:37 tells us, let your yes be mean yes, and your no mean no. Encourage and uplift. Now, we talked about this earlier, and I love the discussions that you were having. So let us use our words to build others up. Offer encouragement, offer compliments and kind words. As Gaddison said, offer a challenge in the best of ways. Be the source of positivity and hope in the lives of all those individuals around us. A third thing that might throw you a little bit, but is practice silence. Oh, indeed, practice silence, because sometimes that is the best way to be impeccable with our word, is to practice silence, because you may be tempted to speak out in anger. It's happened to me before. You just want to lash out. Speak out in anger. You're just so frustrated. And what has helped me, and I believe helps us, is you just take a moment and you pause. It's like, ooh, breathe it out. Breathe it out. Take the walk around the neighborhood kind of thing and reflect before you respond, because once you let the cat out of the bag, it's hard to go back. Yes? Next thing is we need to be seeking forgiveness, because there are times when we fail to be impeccable with our words. So seek forgiveness from those that we have hurt, but also seek forgiveness from God. Seek forgiveness from God. Repentance and reconciliation, friends, are vital aspects of our spiritual journey. And the fifth one is meditate on Scripture. We got to crack open the Bible, okay? It's time to open up the Bible. Take it off the shelf. Read the Bible on a regular basis and meditate on God's Word. Attend one of the stories that I lead. Those are fun. But also, you know what? All of you people here are awesome. I love you so much. You have things to offer. It would be phenomenal to sit around the table and just have a coffee chat with you about the Bible, God's Word. So let the Bible and what it has to say and our conversations together fill your heart and fill your mind, guiding your speech and your actions. So as I'm bringing this morning's message to a close, and as we continue this sermon series on living a meaningful life, I want to share why I like the concept of an agreement with God, rather than merely obeying a command from God. So to make an agreement, what it does is it involves active participation and personal investment. You are then invested. When we agree with the divine creator's teachings out of understanding and conviction rather than obligation, it becomes more of a heartfelt commitment. And I was thinking about that commitment, and it brings me over to Deuteronomy 6:5. And if you think about it, there's a command, and it says to love the Lord your God, and it says with all of your heart and with all of your mind and with all of your strength. And what that does is it suggests a deep personal relationship rather than mere compliance. So make an agreement that involves active participation and your personal investment. Another thing, reason why I like this is when we voluntarily make an agreement, we take ownership of our actions and we take ownership of our decisions that we make. Our commitment to God becomes then more sincere and it becomes more genuine. And the last one I want to talk about here and just bring up is that when we make an agreement with God, this involves actively seeking and aligning ourselves with God's will, leading us to a more harmonious and fulfilling spiritual journey, and I believe a more fulfilling life. So as I invite Rev. Jefferson Beaker to come forward to lead us in receiving the sacrament of communion this morning, let us be impeccable with our word, okay? What it is, and what it does. And may the words that we use point us in the direction of truth and love. And as the followers of Jesus Christ, may we all reflect in our lives the character of Jesus in our word, for that is for the glory of God as well as for our good. Amen? Amen. Amen.
It's halftime, and that means I get to share a little bit about the upcoming events here at Harmony. This week, we'll be kicking off a new monthly event, Friday Fun Night. Join us this Friday, July 12th, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. in Harmony Sanctuary. This week, our theme is Game Night, and may even include a little bit of karaoke. Bringing a snack is encouraged, but not required. Next up, we've got July Drive for Sherman Indian High School. Sherman Indian High School in Riverside needs our assistance. During the month of July, the following items are being collected. Art supplies, such as graph and tracing paper, colored pencils, sketch paper, art markers, gel pens, and paints. Personal supplies, such as large beach towels, XL twin comforters, reusable water bottles, and personal hygiene items. And snacks, such as cheese and crackers, peanut butter and crackers, peanut butter, ramen, granola bars, protein bars, microwave popcorn, and boxes of individual chips or cookie packs. Once all donations are collected by the end of July, Pastor Mark will arrange to take these items to the Native American United Methodist Church in Anaheim for the Sherman Indian High School. Thank you to all who are able to contribute to this important outreach effort. Now to close us out, let's open our hearts to God with Gaddison and the worship band.
Come on, put your hands together.
Heard a sound coming like the wind, changing hearts and minds, and healing brokenness. Yeah, I feel a generation breaking through despair. I hear a generation. And say, yeah, that He is faithful, and He is glorious, and He is Jesus, and all my hope is in Him. He is freedom, and He is healing right now. He is hope and joy.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sunday Replay here on the Harmony Podcast Network, produced and recorded by me, Donna Miller. This week's guests were Pastor Mark Stevenson, Gaddison, and the Harmony Worship Band. Be sure to like, rate, subscribe, and especially to download these episodes, which helps us to continue making content for you and all of our listeners. Sunday Replay is sponsored in part by Hollywood United Methodist Church, of which Harmony Tulika Lake is the second campus. You can find us on social media on Facebook at HarmonyTL and on Instagram at Harmony_TLC. Join us next week. Until then, as Pastor Mark always likes to say, peace.